resources. My age is to be how to read very well.
Perfect. Good teaching.
Yes. 200 every federal university after graduation and get more impact.
So what's more, and stay arrogant. No, if you're selling, fake it to make it.
That is what I want to do. Use because their weather over there got made products here. That's why they don't grow shea butter.
Your head, take doing this. I can. Don't be scared.
You need to. Can actually register businesses. So when the time comes, we will go.
Ideas, there are different types of blogs. But it took a lot before actually it taunted me. I'm like, am I ready to face such? I was warm. I was lukewarm. You guys should tell me.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Mary. Thank you and thank God for this opportunity to share what we're doing. The Bible says, write the vision and make it plain. In the spirit of talking Jesus and in the spirit of Easter, on Friday, myself and the boys, David and Jonathan, will be going to Nigeria. It's to surprise my dad for his 60th birthday, but I've taken the opportunity to work on the foundation as well, so we'll be doing quite a lot. It's going to be a very busy week. Leo Stars Foundation is now registered, but we started our first step last year when we went in July. We started an outreach with the children and mothers. While growing up, my dad, he's taught us the importance of education, gave up his life of luxury to send us here. I paid international fees for probably how many years? I can't count now. But yes, my dad believes so much in education and in quality education. So therefore, we started this project so that we can help and inspire children to be what they want to become, and to provide, help them provide opportunities. David, you want to help me? So what is LeoStars? What are we about? We are a social organization working for the advancement of its native people. They are the future, right, of people in FCT, Abuja. Abuja is the federal capital city of Nigeria, but there are villages in between this Abuja where, you know, education is not very important, or people can't afford education. So through this, we'll be providing community service, education, and business development. So, sorry for the distraction. Also, can you take them, please? Yes, you take that with you. Right, our focus is by 2023 to help children and women through education, empowerment. Can I have the third slide, please? Yeah, the one before. Yes. Through skills development, mentorship, training, and collaboration, and also networking. As you can see from the video clip, we had a networking event in December, and where we had a few women from the community that went to last year, It was such a success. We thank God for what God did through that. Through that, we've had about 5 businesses that we're working on at the moment. The women, we even did like competition for people that, you know, a competition to win monies for a little startup, which, you know, a few women, David, sorry, go on, please. Few women won. Right. Yes, thank you, Jonathan. Right, few women won, and they've been doing well, and we're providing mentorship through. Okay. We're providing mentorship as well as they go along. As they go along, and the expected outcome of our program, can I have the next slide, please? Yes, that's it. Is that children will have access to quality education within a safe learning environment, gaining skills and knowledge for lifelong learning. This will be achieved by creating an enabling environment for education, such as the library project that you saw in the video, improving quality of education, providing basic school kits and school fees and scholarship. Right, on my trip, we plan to pick 3 children that will be sponsoring through school with their school kits and their school fees as well, by God's grace. Our aim is to see that more women are able to provide for their families, because at the moment, like I said in my last presentation, most of the moms, when they have children, they usually just stay at home and raise their children. But we're trying to encourage them to say, there's a lot you can do while you're at home. You can work from home, you can learn a skill, you can train yourself, just do something. And that's what we're trying to do through the I Empower project. Right. Sorry about that. on the developed areas, like the village that we visited last year. I mean, our hope was to visit as many villages, but we are going with God's leading. We realize that it's better we focus on one community at a time. I mean, to a certain level, and then move on to the next, rather than just going, and not making impact. And we can see the fruits already. So our future projects, like I said, we have our library projects, which we've had quotations for painting, and we have books that have been donated already. And there's an organization that help with books here and there, and we've applied to them. Hopefully we win, and then they can help us with books within Nigeria as well. And then we're going to hopefully, you know, have resource centers and business boot camp, and a charity shop. Right, from the video you saw, like clothes and all that. Yes, we will give out clothes to babies and, you know, children that are being born, but we realize that sometimes it might not be the best way of doing it. So we're hoping to have like pop-up charity shops, or, you know, just a building where they can come, or anybody can come and buy, and then the money goes straight back into the charity. And hooray, a testimony. We had a baby born. Next slide. Yeah, that's our newest baby. He was born on the 2nd of April. Right, the story about this baby. The mom, she was given the wrong due date, which was, when she told us, she said she was about 3 weeks or 4 weeks overdue. I went into panic. I was like, how can you be that overdue? And I said to her, right, run to the hospital and have yourself checked. But luckily, they got the due date wrong, because I said you cannot go over 2 weeks and the baby is still in you, you know. But here, the baby is here. We're really grateful to God. That's one of the women that have started their business at the moment. Our event in December, these were like the girls or ladies that are doing, they've started their own businesses and they're doing really well. So they came to inspire them to say, you can do this, you can, you know, be who you want to become. And it was very inspiring and we got very good feedbacks from it. And even the women, they are being mentored by these ladies as well. So keep praying for us. That's my sister right at the bottom. She's the one doing most of the hard work because I really don't have much time, but you know, she's doing really well at it. And yeah, these are the projects that we hope to achieve. I've spoken about it already. And the next slide, please, sorry. The next one. Yes, so these are projections for our financial projection and the places, the funds, the organizations that we've applied for funds for. It has been self-funded, but by God's grace, we've received unexpected donations already, which, you know, yeah, it's just God working because we've not done anything fundraising at all. And yeah, I'm really, really excited about this project. And I pray that, you know, God will take control. It's all about Him. And we have some prayer requests as well as we go. First, we pray for Journey Mercies. The next one, please. For Journey Mercies, and we pray for a successful formal launch of the foundation, which we'll be doing on the 20th of April. And then for all the children and women that we're reaching out to, we pray that, you know, God will do wonders in their lives. And that none of them will die, that God will be their guide. And then for all our future projects as well. And most of all, we pray that God's will be done because it's all about Him. It's all about preaching Him. And it's for as many people to know about Christ and to know that in Him there is goodness. So yes, you can contact or connect with us. We have a website at the moment, and then we're on Instagram and Facebook as well. So feel free, go there. We'll try and be updating it as often as possible. But yeah, keep us in our prayer, in your prayers, well needed. And yeah, any questions, feel free to ask me later. And yeah, thank you.